Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. I am joined here by, of course, McNally. How are you doing, McNally?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Very good. And unfortunately, Big Rob is not here, so we have the wonderful Garrett Borkel in his place. How are you doing, Big Rob?
Pretty good. I'm excited to be a host now since I never got to defend my championship, which I'm still kind of mad about because I beat Kyle Stout.
Filler episode.
It was great.
All right, so, McNally, would you do us the favor of introducing our new contestant?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, defending his crown, I think this will be his fourth win in a row. Let's see if he could do it. The great Owen Pulley. Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
Five wins in a row.
I
have four right now.
Oh, he's going to go for five. My mistake. Five wins in a row. I think that's more than Max. Pretty sure it's more than Max. But, Owen, hopefully you can defend your crown. And the left corner, you have Jessica Audie Rash to upset the reigning winner of game, Owen Pulley. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing good. First time on here, and I'm going to win. I'm going to beat all of you. There's going to be a landslide.
I love it. Love it.
Love the enthusiasm.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Garrett Borkel is going to start us off with round number one, and which will be the Garrett, can you tell everyone listening what your segment's about?
So basically, if you've ever seen Family Feud, in the last round they have Fast Money, where So basically, they ask the question, and then they have to answer, and then if their answer's on the board, they get points. So that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to do it between the two of them and then see who has more points come the end of the round, and then we'll decide the winner there. So,
have you interviewed 100 people?
I have not. I got these questions from HobbyLark.com. Ooh. So thank you, Hobby Lark.
Not sponsored.
But make sure you don't look at the website while you're playing the game.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We can do that.
All right. So first off, my first question is, name a reason. Let's say, Jess, you're going first.
Okay.
So name a reason a person might wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Alarm.
Alarm? All right.
They have to go to the bathroom.
That's so much smarter.
I don't know who sets an alarm at 2 a.m.
Your winner is Owen Pulley.
Yeah, I should have said something like night shift. That makes more sense.
What were the top three?
So top three were bathroom, baby child, bad dream, and alarm was not on the list.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So, Owen, you're the winner of the first round. We'll ask the next question now. Name something you might eat with a hamburger.
I'm going to say, is it asking for sides or a topping?
Sides.
Sides. Okay, I'm going to go French fries.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to beat that one. French fries. I'm thinking of like a steak and steak, like diner type of place. I can only think of something like off the kids meal. So like tater tots.
Tater tots. All right. So your winner is the magnificent Owen Pulley.
Yeah.
The magnificent. I love it.
I'm assuming that's the number one answer.
Yeah. So you had French fries, soup, salad, onion rings, tater tots, and then pickles.
Fair enough.
So you were on the board this time.
Hey, I'll take that.
All right. So question three. Name something you haven't done since high school gym class.
Dodgeball.
All right.
I'm going to say ran the mile because I haven't done that in a while since freshman year gym class.
I've done that in choir, but that's pretty neat.
So yours was run a mile, Owen?
Yes, mine was run a mile.
Well, your winner is Owen Pulley.
Oh my god.
By 2 points. So your top two answers on the board were run a mile with 25 responses and dodgeball with 23. So just barely missed it there. So Owen, you are up 3-0 right now. But Jess still does have the opportunity to come back.
Are we doing best of seven?
Yeah, we'll do best of seven.
So I just need one more.
Correct.
All right.
All right. So our next question is, we ask 100 Americans, how much do you tip for good service?
I tip about 20%. Response. About 20 to 25%. I'll stick with 20.
I would say somewhere between 15 to 18%.
It's not bad.
All right.
I'm a better person than you.
Wow.
You have more money than me.
No, I don't. I'm broke. I just don't spend money.
Fair enough. Same.
Your winner and the winner of this round is Owen Poley. So your top three answers were 20 was number one, 15 was two, 25, three, 18, four.
So I had three top one responses.
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Who's tipping 25%?
I said 20.
I know, but 25? That's crazy.
I don't know. That's a lot.
Must have good service or be, you know, a good waiter or waitress.
Or those pockets are deep.
That is true. That is very true.
Yeah.
So my next question is, who was the most popular character on the sitcom, the show Friends?
Oh, I never watched that.
I'm going to say, was it Rachel? Was Jennifer Aniston's character? I would say she's like the most well-known and like the most well-known actress now, just overall.
Jess, do you have an answer?
I never watched Seinfeld. Like, is Seinfeld
not
a character?
Not Seinfeld.
Friends. Friends.
Yeah. But yes, Seinfeld was a character. No, I didn't watch Seinfeld.
I didn't watch either of them, so.
All right. So okay, this one will go to Owen then?
Yeah.
Owen going for the sweep.
Again, Owen did also have the number one answer on the board once again with Rachel. And it was Rachel, Joey, Ross, Chandler, Monica, Phoebe, Gunther.
He's not even wearing
those names
in
the Bible.
All right. Tell me something that you can buy that costs a dollar or less.
I'm trying to think. Condiments, is that too broad? Or do I need to pick like this?
I think condiments works.
Because I can pick up, like, a bottle of, like, Heinz for 99 at the Dollar Tree.
I'm trying to think here. Give me another answer.
Do I have to be specific or do you just need something else?
Kind of broad, okay, but not too broad.
Fair enough. Soda. I don't know.
Soda?
Soda. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say a pack of gum.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
I don't spend money. How am I supposed to do this?
Your winner is Jess.
Oh, wow. Good job, Jess.
I was going off the mindset of like a 2 liter being like
six to one.
50. Yeah, so the top answers were fruit, fast food, soft drink, newspaper, stamp, gum.
Fair enough.
Cool. And then we'll just do one more for the fun of it. So name a country that speaks Spanish.
Is that you or me? Spain.
Mexico.
So, your winner is Jess.
Yeah.
Number one answer, Spain?
Yeah, the number one answer was Spain. Number two answer was Mexico.
Yeah.
I figured.
So, Owen does get that round. Jess made a late comeback, but too late, you know. Slow. Yeah, too little too late there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Don't need to rub it in.
Don't need to rub it in.
So, that was my segment.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you for that, Garrett. You. Appreciate it, buddy.
Are we doing trivia or how much is it really worth?
What do you want to do, buddy? Slammer, up to you.
I think we should get the hardest segment out of the way before we go into trivia.
Let's do it, I guess.
Okay, here we go.
All right. So
you want me to talk about that, buddy?
You want me to talk? If you want, we always talk about the instructional tape.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
So, Jess, you're new to this show, and there is an instructional tape to how much is it really worth to do really well in this segment.
Oh, no.
If you do not listen very closely, you will fail.
Oh, wow.
Miserably.
I've been on game so many times.
You will
I've
fail terribly.
It.
You will do terrible.
You will fail the show.
Owen will mop the floor with you.
Again.
I'm going to run away and cry.
Owen will mop the floor.
If you don't listen to
this segment, very carefully. I'm just kidding, but seriously, you need to listen to this.
Gotcha.
Owen, you've listened to this tape 100 million times, so you know you obviously know the goal of this. But listen to this segment, Jess, or you'll fail very miserably. Hit it, Slammer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two, so this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these three steps. Step 1. I show you an image of an article on the market that looks cheap and may be expensive, or the other way around. Look expensive as cheap. Step 2. Guess. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only given 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get close to the price of these articles on the first try, and trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given depending on how close you are on your first guess, such as when I tell you to name a price higher or lower from where you're currently at. This liberty won't always be given, and the price becomes a mystery guess. Step 3. Whichever of the two contestants is closest to the prize is winner of 1 out of 5 different questions total. If a tie ends up happening, a tiebreaker question will be provided after the tiebreaker alarm has been set off. If a tie cannot be broken from there, then the show must go on, therefore move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
Right now, we are back. Jess, did you get all that?
I believe so. The only thing I questioned about, is it properties? Like, at the very beginning, they said articles. What's an article?
Like an item. Items. Yeah, you got
items
it.
Items the market.
Okay, I thought you were going to have to, like...
Don't overthink it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's not as complicated as I made it out to be.
No, you're fine.
All right.
Good tape, though.
Thank you. All right, so we start off with our first article, which is this. Victor V. Saturn Japanese imported video game console. Now, of course, but now he has to do us the favor of showing the image.
I'm going to have Garrett do it today. Garrett, you do this. Show him this item, please. You got it, Garrett. It's going to be your job now. Make it like, you know, make it, you know, cool and like stuff like that. Like show it around. Like get a,
okay.
Get a game show.
Yeah. Could you zoom in on the game? No? Okay.
I'm going to start us off and say $250.
Ooh. $250? All right. Could you name me something lower if you could?
$140.
Your fate has been sealed.
Okay, so I'm looking off of the photo, and that looks like a knockoff. No, it really does look like a knockoff of like the Super NES. I can't remember the exact console it is, but it's definitely a knockoff of a console that was made back then. I don't think it's that expensive because back then that would be like one of the high end prices for it. $140 is more realistic. I think it's closer to like maybe $50.
Could you name me something higher, if you can.
Higher, okay.
Yeah.
Could you read off the name again?
Victor V. Saturn.
Victor V. Saturn. That has to be some sort of, like, knockoff brand. I don't think that is, like, some sort of AAA, like, company over there in Japan. I'm going to have, like, 100?
100.
Mm-hmm.
So, Owen mentioned, what is his final answer again?
140.
Okay, so 140, and Jess mentioned 100.
Yeah,
now,
I don't think it's too high.
I must say that currently the one who's closest between the two of you to the correct, to the actual price of the article is Owen.
Oh, what is it?
The actual price is $165.
Ooh, wow. Is it one of the high-end type consoles over there? Or is it a knockoff? At the time it was, okay. So it's like an older console.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So we move on over to our next article, which is this 36-inch mirror ball. You know, like those, you know, like those disco balls that.
Oh, I'm looking at the photo. I thought it was like one of those like glass balls that people used to like roll around in their hands and look like magic. You know what I'm talking about?
That's a disco ball.
Yeah.
All right, Jess, you go first.
Now, $20.
$20.
Yeah.
All right. So, give me 1 second. Thank you, Garrett.
You don't have all this prepped. Come on.
Well, how much you said?
20.
20. All right, 20. Could you name me something higher?
Higher? Oh, okay. 40.
40. Owen?
I'm going to say $70.
$70. All right. Oh, sorry, I forgot to hit the final answer. All right. Could you name me something higher if you could?
What?
$70.
71.
71.
Seriously?
71.
Putting some strategy into it. All right,
that is higher. That is higher.
Because I give you that. If I go higher, I don't want to go too high and it be like $70. Or 70. I don't want it to be like $80 and I go way too high and then Jess is closer. So if I go 71, then I have to be closer. You go with some strategy there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
All right. 70. Okay, so we got... Man, I have bad memory. Jess, what did you say?
I said, I think I ended 40. At 40, yeah.
I said 71.
We ended in 40, and Owen said 71. Now, both of you are going to be very disappointed to know that neither of you are close to the actual
price. Well, I'm closer.
Article. Nope. Yeah. You are thinking of a show that does not exist in this premises. All right. So, the actual price is $1,399.
How is that $1,000?
I have no idea.
It was
eBay.
It was made in China for like 50 cents. Like,
wow, we never know.
Wow.
Like, I'm sorry.
Wow, that's crazy.
All right. You do got a point though.
Fair enough.
All right, so them. Third article, and I think Nelly's gonna like this one.
No, sweet.
Is Elvis Presley's.
Oh, awesome.
1971 Stotts Blackhawk.
Oh, let me see this. Oh, that's very nice. That's very, very nice. Hey, how is it for sale, like right now?
It's been put up for auction. I think,
oh, sweet. Hey, Mom, can I use my credit card? Imagine. Can I use my credit card on the 2024 Mustang coming out as well? I'd love to. Here, Garrett, will you show that off to everyone? I love Elvis, king of rock and roll, legend. I have an Elvis shirt on right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, right here, 68 comeback special.
This was owned by Elvis Presley.
Was owned.
The king. Owned. Yeah, yeah. The king, buddy. The king.
$100,000.
$100,000. Yep. All right, Garrett.
If you please hand over the phone. Thank you.
All right, could you name me something higher than that?
$500,000.
$500,000.
My right. Fate has been sealed.
Your fate has been sealed, indeed. All right, sealed. Jess, first guess?
My first guess is going to be... I'm going to be... you know what? If we're going to go strategy, we're going to go strategy. I'm going to guess $499,999.
That? Okay. That is... I was going to say, that's too specific, but you know what? That is okay. We take specific.
You are listening to Game on Indy's Giant 90.9 WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Got to get the Leland. I got you, bud.
Of course.
For variety.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Jess.
All right, so you said $499.99.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Could you name me something lower?
Lower. Can I do that again? $499.998.
Huh. That's really specific right there.
Huh.
Oh, you got to think about that one, Slammer. Might have to write that down in your notes.
All right, so 499-999-499-998. And Owen mentioned?
500,000.
500,000. Now.
I bet it's over $1 million.
No, it's not. I'll say that right ahead. And... From my own calculations.
Is it close?
Neither.
How much is it?
$297,000.
That's lower than $500,000.
Wow, that's cheap for an Elvis car.
Yeah, for an Elvis car. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Cheap. I thought it'd be around like $750,000, but...
I want the pink Cadillac. I want the pink Cadillac, man.
I think if it was the pink Cadillac, it probably would have been a lot more.
Oh, yeah. That was his mom's. That wasn't even his.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he got it for his mom.
I didn't know that.
It's like hard to watch less.
All right. Article number 4 is this Japanese battleship Yamato model kit. I mean,
you had a stretch there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sweet. An aircraft carrier. Well, it's not an aircraft carrier, but you never know. I'm going to New York tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Me and the great Maxwell Gilley for the IBS Awards. And one of the places I'm on my bucket list to go while I'm in New York is to go to the Intrepid Sea and Air and Space Museum and hop on an aircraft carrier. So, yeah, nothing relatable. It kind of is to this boat, but just, you know, letting y'all know. But, yeah, I love boats. So, like... Top Gun Maverick, you know? So, like, here, hey, Garrett, you got me? Thanks, man.
What's the size of the boat or model? Mm. Can you say that or no?
Give me a second. I think it was probably on the title. I just forgot to name it.
No, you're fine.
Garrett, could you pass me the phone?
Yes, sir. There you go.
Thank you kindly. No, it does not say the size. Ifrigor.
But it's a model?
Yeah.
It's a model.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, it's not the real thing. Not an actual ship.
You're getting the real thing. As cool thing. As it
was. I'll go... That looks pretty detailed. So I'm going to say $250.
$250. Good. Could you name me something just a tiny bit lower if you could?
Say $200.
$200. Jess?
$225.
I already did. We're good.
All right. $225. Could you name me something... A bit higher.
Yeah. Let's go. I said 225. Let's go 335. Or 235.
No, you locked in 335.
No, I said it before they could correct me. I caught myself.
All right.
235.
So we got all Jess. Now, from the look of the actual price and comparing it to what you guys have given me answer wise. Jess is actually incredibly close to the correct answer. So go for it. The actual price is $238.51.
Wow, you're right on that.
I'll take that.
Yeah, that was
so I was really close to $250.
Yeah.
That's actually surprising.
All right.
All tied up 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the last one?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that. We got article number 5 is this Sanrio Cinema Roll plush. I was going to show this on the episode with Ryan versus Owen, but I forgot to
list Garrett. The... Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate you.
I forgot to list the price last time.
Cinnamon roll?
Cinnamon roll.
Where's the cinnamon? Okay. Do you have the size or no? Was it in the title or if not?
What's in the title? Garrett, could you pass me the phone, please?
Yes, sir. There you go.
Because I know that the markup goes really high for like how big it scales.
I don't think it was, actually.
Hmm.
I probably should list these things more often.
I don't know. I'll go like 125.
125. All right. If you were to give me something lower, what would it be?
I'm going to go somewhere like 75 then.
75. Owen?
$40.
All right, $40. Could you name me something lower?
$20.
$20.
I like that answer. I like that answer.
If I get this right, I win game.
I thought it'd be more expensive.
All right, so I buy that for the... All right, so... Taking a look at the actual price of the article and comparing it to you guys' answers, I gotta say that Owen is actually closest to the correct answer.
I think I was going off of like how much it would cost realistically at a carnival when I should have been going off of like how much the carnival buys it for themselves.
So the actual price is $17.99. So Owen pretty much, like, when he brought it down to 20, he...
Attaboy, Owen. Well, Owen, you won game, bud.
Another time.
You've won. How much is it really worth? Now we move on to trivia. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. Trivia's
let's
awesome.
Let's have Jess go first.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You ready?
Never. Yeah, of course.
Jess is like, never. Here we go. All right, Jess, you're starting us off, okay? You're a big Chicago Cubs fan, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, Jess, this is a question about the Chicago Cubs.
I swear, if you pull like a question from like the 18th...
How many years have the Chicago Cubs been playing at Wrigley Field?
Oh, okay. So this was a little bit after...
I can read you the multiple choice. It's a multiple choice answer.
Okay, give me the multiple choice.
A, 100 years. B, 105 years. C, 107 years. Or D, 111 years.
You're not going to give me the specific... year?
Nope, because yeah.
Okay, well now I have to do math. If we're basing this off of 2023, 100 years would be 1923.
Holy crap.
Three, I know that is too far forward. What's B?
B is 105.
105, that would be 1918. That's closer. I know that.
See? 107.
107, that would be 20. Yeah. I think it, and then D?
D's 111 years.
I think it's C.
107 years, your final answer? Yeah. Are you positive?
I know it's after 1908. Okay. I know that World Series was not in Wrigley Field. I just don't know the specific year.
Well, Jess, you are... correct.
Okay, I got 2013, I think. So I could have just gone off of that.
Question 2. What year was the song Centerfield by John Fogerty released? A, 1983. B, 1985. C, 1988. D, 1989.
I've never heard of that song. What's the name again?
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. You've never heard that song?
No, I've never.
You're going to call yourself a baseball fan.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I've never heard that song before in my life. What were the...
A, 1983, B, 1985, C, 1988, D, 1989.
Well, let's just say I'm not going to go C again. Let's go A.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Well, now you're making me second guess myself.
Come on, thank Jess. You. Come on.
Okay, you're the one. You're okay. A, final answer.
A. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just got a rash. You are incorrect. 1985.
So it's B.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, if it was a Thriller question, you know, about when the album Thriller was released by Michael Jackson, you'd have been correct.
Hey, fair enough. I'll take
that. Question 3. True or false? In Maryland, you have to pay to use your own bathroom.
I mean, technically, don't you have to do that everywhere because, like, plumbing? Like, water
bills? This is, like, every time you use it. Like, every, it's, like,
so it's
like,
not like the monthly water
bill. It's, like, some fee. It's, like, it's weird. It's so weird. It was some crazy fact I found on the internet.
Well, you're saying crazy fact you found on the internet, so now I'm thinking that you slipped and you gave me the answer.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. True. Okay. Sure, it's your final answer? Positive?
Oh, yeah, final
answer. Okay, true. Just got a rash. You are correct.
Yeah, I was going to answer that either way because I know that up in the north.
It was weird because I was like researching, like it was like 5 cents a, like something like
that's so weird.
Plus your water bill is like 5 cents like monthly or something weird.
See, yeah. I know up in the northeast there's a state up there that you're not allowed to do your own gas. Like they still have gas.
Oregon.
No, I thought I was up in the
northeast. Or is it Washington? I thought it was Oregon and Washington.
No, that's northwest. I was thinking northeast.
Oh, well, I know in Oregon, I think in Oregon you have to like
they have to have a tendon.
Yeah.
I said it makes sense, but
question 4, where did the band Guns N' Roses originate from? Ladies and gentlemen, Guns N' Roses is going back on tour. Not sponsored, just letting all the Guns N' Roses fans know they are coming back on a world tour. I'd love to go see them. A, New York, B, California, C, Arizona, or D, North Carolina?
See, my dad is a Guns N' Roses fan, but I'm not at all. So, California, New York, and what are the other two?
Arizona and North Carolina.
I don't think it's Arizona. Watch that be my final last words.
Jessica, really quick, before you answer this. You are both correct about it being Oregon and the Northeast where you can't pump your own gas.
Okay, thank you.
Oregon and New Jersey.
That's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's so weird, though. I didn't know about Oregon. Either way, I don't think that they're from Arizona. Watch that be my final last words. New York? That's... gut read, that doesn't feel right to me. So... you said Georgia? Did you say Georgia is the other...
Oh, sorry. My fault. North Carolina, Arizona.
North Carolina. I don't think it's Arizona. I gut read, I'm just saying it's probably not New York. I could see either way being North Carolina or California, realistically. I think I have to go with California, though. Final answer.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure at all. That's the funny thing. I don't know at all. My dad is the Guns N' Roses fan. So,
well.
Yeah, I'm going to say final answer.
Just Cotty Rash, you are correct.
Hey, I'll take that.
California, you're a 3-for-4 right now. This is probably Owen, probably the biggest competition Owen's had in, well, Elijah did fantastic in trivia last episode we had. So the theme continuing with people doing extremely well in trivia. So hopefully Owen can do really well. Question 5, what year was the movie Stroker Ace released? A, 1979, B, 1981, C, 1982, or D, 1983?
Let's go C, lock it in.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Jessica Rash, you are incorrect. 1983.
Yeah, I've
Question 6. How many IndyCar drivers have won the Indianapolis 500 4 times? A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, or D, 5?
C, 4, final answer.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Jessica Adi Rash, you are correct.
I don't even watch
her anymore. Rick Ramirez, Castro Neves, Al Unser, and AJ Foyt. Here we go, Owen. Here are your questions. Question 1. What year did Queen release the album called News of the World?
1977.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes. We're speed running this round.
Okay. That's correct. We're going to move on to the second.
That is correct.
Question 2. At what race did Formula 1 driver Mark Webber win his final race at?
I believe... I was going to say Australia, but he's Australian.
No Formula 1 driver's ever won the Australian Grand Prix or got on the podium. That's true fact.
Wait, what did you say?
No Australian driver has won the race or gotten on the podium.
I'm going to say Germany.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You are incorrect.
What was it?
British Grand Prix.
Oh, okay. What year?
2012. Question 3. Where's Frank Sinatra from?
He was born in Hoboken, New Jersey.
I have nothing to say to that. He's correct. Wow. Okay.
Imagine you're incorrect with that confidence.
Imagine. Yeah. Question 4. What year was the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off released? A, 1982, B, 1984, C, 1985, or D, 1986?
I think it's 85, but it could be 84. I'm going to say 85.
Are you sure that's your final answer?
Yes.
You are incorrect.
What was it?
1986.
It was 86.
Yep.
Okay. So
question 5. True or false? Kansas is home to the world's largest ball of twine.
I'm going to say true. I believe it is.
Final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct. Question 6. Wow, he's on a roll. Question 6.
A roll like a ball.
Oh,
like
my gosh. Question rolls. 6. What year did MLB player Johnny Bench get drafted? A, 1964, B, 1967, C, 1969, or D, 1970?
I think 64. They've had a draft for a while. 64.
Final answer?
Yes, he played a while ago. Yeah, 64.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong?
You're so confident, too.
Incorrect.
I knew
he was old.
1967.
67?
Yeah.
No, it was just pure free agency back then.
No, it's been a draft for, like, a while. Wow.
So, Jessica won trivia.
Hey, I didn't even realize.
Let's give Jessica a round of applause.
Let's get that round of applause.
Good job, Jess.
Slammer, you want to do the final remarks, final words to say to everybody?
Well, you got to interview a contestant.
Oh, yeah, I always interview them. Well, I'm just saying, my fault, because we're running low on time. So, Owen, that is your fifth win in a row. How do you feel right now?
Feels good. You know, just keep the ball rolling and move on to next week.
Jess, you did end up winning trivia. You closed out the game very well. Didn't win the first two rounds, but, you know, you got into a flow towards the later end of the game. How do you feel right now?
I may not have won the entire game, but I won in my heart, and that's all that matters.
You won trivia. Good job.
Let's give a round of applause. It was great to have you on, Jess. Did you have fun for your first time being on game?
No, I hated it. Yeah, it was great. We'll do again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it up for today's episode of Game. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety from every Wednesday from 7:45 to 8:30, only on Indy's Giant 90.9. For Big Slammer, we miss you, Big Rob. I'm going to say for Big Rob, for Big Nelly, this was Game. We'll see you later, Indianapolis. Big Nelly out!
Be back next week.
Oh, yeah.
And we were the greatest associates of modern-day entertainment. Good night, Indianapolis.